Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Our takeouts begin with Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, who's in Washington, D.C., and who looked and sounded pretty spectacular last night on the NewsHour, Louise.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations. And yet, what you were talking about there is what we want to talk with you about. The picture couldn't be more astounding, really. In the foreground, the middle ground, and the background, there is turmoil as Lloyd Blankfein, CEO of Goldman Sachs, comes to Capitol Hill to face a grilling from the Senate with the SEC charges of civil fraud right smack in the headlines, and a vote on financial reform shut down last night by an inability to get enough Republican votes to overcome a filibuster. There's a lot on the table as Lloyd Blankfein faces the Senate. How do you see this?
You know, the SEC complaint came out 10 days ago, and it'll be months until that goes to court. But what we're going to see today is Goldman sort of being tried in the court of public opinion, because this Senate committee has investigated a lot of the same issues that the SEC investigated, and you can expect them to ask about Goldman's short position, where they were betting against the housing market. You can expect them to ask about the deals that Goldman created that are like the one in the SEC complaint, where people say they bet against their customers. You can expect them to ask all about Wall Street's role in helping to cause the financial crisis. It should be very heated, and I think it may go on all day long.
Louise, you will be at the hearing. I'm wondering if there's a backstory because of the vote last night and that the Democrats, and you can already hear Harry Reid trying to do this, casting the Republicans as the friend of banks. Will this hearing be an attempt by Democrats to cast the Republicans as Lloyd's pal?
I think there will be all kinds of senators there. I'm going to be live blogging it all day long, and you can expect, I think, there will be a lot of posturing, political posturing, because it is coming during this key vote on regulatory reform.
All right, Louise Story, finance reporter for The New York Times, will be live blogging the testimony by CEO Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs in the Senate today, and that'll be linked to thetakeaway.org. Thanks, Louise.
For our next takeout, we turn to sports with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. And, you know, basketball, Ibrahim, is one of those things that if you are a fan of basketball, you get a lot of it, right? And that's certainly true of playoffs as well. We had Game 5 of the NBA playoffs. The Los Angeles Lakers, the Oklahoma City Thunder, that's coming up tonight. They're tied 2-2, which I think has surprised some people. Do you think there's a chance that the Oklahoma team could overturn the Lakers?
Well, let's back up a little bit. The problem with the Lakers right now is that they're playing old. They look old. They're playing old, and they are a step slow.
And that's harsh.
And they're old.
And they are old, which is the interesting part. So who are these? The question is that who are these young guys from Oklahoma?
Right.
The key people there are Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. And just I'll tell you about Russell Westbrook. And people are familiar with Derek Fisher. He's a point guard for the Lakers. He's been playing for the Lakers for a long time. Russell Westbrook is faster. He's speedier. He can jump farther, and he doesn't have as good of a jump shot, but he literally makes Derek Fisher double over his feet when he's passing him on the court because he's that much faster than him. So where Russell Westbrook doesn't have this great jump shot, he just darts to the basket. He dunks over Lamar Odom. He's a point guard that can go in the middle of the paint and dunk over Lamar Odom. That's the kind of athleticism that they're dealing with. And then there's Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has really long arms. He was the NBA scoring champion this year, but those long arms make it so that if you're guarding him, Celeste, then you are going to foul him because his arms are so long that you can't get out of the way, and he gets to the line more often. Well, earlier and before the playoffs, Phil Jackson complained that they were calling that he was getting like Michael Jordan like treatment with getting fouls called, and they're getting to the line too much. Well, he was fined for that, criticizing the refs, and then Durant has come in and done exactly that throughout the series with the Lakers. He's gotten fouled, he's gotten to the line, he's scored tons of points.
Phil Jackson, of course, who benefited from Michael Jordan's ref bias.
Exactly. Now is crying foul. So let me go back to my initial question. So you think the Oklahoma team can overturn the Lakers?
I'm excited about this game in this series, and I've thought since the beginning of the playoffs that this is the most susceptible team. Kobe Bryant is not playing at full speed. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder can do it. However, Kobe's been, he's been surly. He's been moody in practice this week. That's the word on the street. So I'm sure he'll come out and have another, have a 40-point game and prove to these little kids that he's still the man.
He plays well when he's
angry. Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Orlando Magic going up against the Charlotte Bobcats. Atlanta Hawks also against the Milwaukee Bucks. Lots of basketball.
So, yeah, Orlando swept the Charlotte Bobcats last night. They swept them out. It's over for them. And Milwaukee, with Brandon Jennings, the young point guard, he's a rookie point guard, he's doing some amazing things in Milwaukee, and they shocked Atlanta last night.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. He'll be watching the rest of the playoffs.
And then LeBron will win it all. Yes, indeed. For our last takeout, let's check in on what you are talking about. Let's check in on what you are talking about, and it's the Tea Party.
My name is Rick Barrera, and I'm calling from Warwick, Rhode Island. I'm calling about this Tea Party movement.
That's what we were discussing yesterday. Is the Tea Party going to have a role in upcoming elections? Rick maybe is a little doubtful.
They're interested in reducing taxes in government, but taxes in government takes a lot of things. Party movement reminds me of deadbeat dad, the father who doesn't want to pay for his kids. We're all citizens. We have to pay for our government.
Keep the conversation going at thetakeaway.org. You can call 877-8-MY-TAKE, just like Rick did.
And we want to hear from you on what you love about your city. I'm heading to Detroit on Thursday to report on a city that many people seem to love hating. But there's a lot to love in Detroit, and let me tell you, go to our website. There is so much love for Detroit on the website. It's kind of overwhelming. But via letter post to our site, Detroit is a stamp of what this country represents, presently and historically. It's one of the most segregated cities in the nation. If we delve deep into that, we'll be able to uncover the racial politics that have shaped each of us, whether we realize it or not, whether we like it or not. And Jocelyn in New Orleans writes, love the genuine nature of Detroiters. Love that it's the music mecca of the world. Wherever you are in the world, what is there to love about your own city, even if other people hate about it? Every city has issues. All of them do. But tell us what you love about your city at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post to thetakeaway.org. We're going to be talking more about Detroit. And later this week, we're going to Detroit. But tell us about your town.